Live from Cap Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're in a revolving door of winter weather across the Sacramento Valley with even more snow on tap for the Sierra. The weekend brought more soaking rain and snow, including a confirmed EF1 tornado in Tuolumne County. And more is in store this week. As we get set for another round of stormy conditions, we're going to get an update on the forecast as well as the potential for flooding and severe winds with Eric Kurth, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service based in Sacramento. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning.
You know, it really feels like we've kind of been in this relentless, like, wet and cold weather pretty much since the start of the year. What was the big headline over the weekend?
Well, the big headline, I think, was some of the severe weather we had through northern and even into central California. We had some strong thunderstorms, and I happened to be working through the period and put out some severe thunderstorm warnings out by Stockton. And then in the area around Sonora and Jamestown, put out a tornado warning. And this was Saturday afternoon. And we actually did confirm there was an EF1 touchdown in that area.
Yeah, and that was in Tuttletown. That's near New Melones Lake. When it comes to an EF1 tornado, was there any damage as a result of it?
There were a couple power poles that were snapped, as well as quite a few trees that were snapped or uprooted. So that's the damage that we've seen so far.
What can we expect for this week?
Well, we can expect some more thunderstorms this afternoon, especially from Chico southward. So we could see some of those isolated thunderstorms bringing some small hail, some heavy rain, and can't rule out that potential of funnel cloud or maybe even an isolated tornado.
There's currently a flood watch expanding from Redding down to Merced. That is a very large area in our state. Are there particular areas or even rivers that you're most concerned about?
Right. Well, with the main system is going to be pushing in tonight and through Tuesday. So we're expecting some moderate heavy rain across the area. We do have, of course, just widespread concerns with streams and creeks flooding, but some of the rivers on the San Joaquin, the Cosumnes River, Tuolumne River, could see some flooding. The River Forecast Center is projecting flooding at some points. And then up in the Sacramento River, Tehama Bridge and Ord Ferry, they're projecting exceeding flood stage at those points as well.
Yeah, we were just talking about it this morning. I mean, you look at the Sacramento River or even just surrounding rivers. I mean, they look higher, obviously. Lake Oroville, the spillway released water for the first time since, I think, 2019. There's been releases also in the past at Folsom Dam as well. What can we expect when it comes to our surrounding rivers in the coming days?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it is just this cumulative effect, like you mentioned. It seems like it's been raining all year so far. We had a very wet early January. We did have a couple weeks of drier weather, but certainly March has been exceedingly wet. So rivers are just running high. And so definitely the concern is that those areas like along the Cosumnes River and Tuolumne River, those could see some flooding. So people need to be aware, especially if they're in known flood areas, they need to monitor the forecast, and if there's any evacuation notices, they need to be able to get out quick. So people should have an emergency kit ready to go and just monitor official information as much as possible.
Is this going to be a warmer system? And I ask that because, you know, looking up to the Sierra, how much more snow is expected with this next round?
Right. And we have seen some snow even through the weekend, but a lot of that has been high elevation snow. It has impacted travel at the passes, causing chain controls and some holds. And we are going to get additional heavy snow up at those high elevations. So if people are planning to go over the Sierra passes over the next few days, they should be aware that travel could be difficult or impossible at times. Snow level is high, but at those points from around 6,500 feet and higher, we could get 1 to 3 feet of additional snow. And then some of the really high peaks could see up to 5 feet additional snow. So even though a lot of our concerns have been with rain, and this is a warm system, those high elevations are going to see quite a bit of snow, and people should be aware of that.
Eric, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Eric Kurth is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Sacramento. Up next, a bill setting an age limit to play tackle football in California is making its way through the state legislature. We'll hear from those both for and against the bill. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicki Gonzalez.